Hi, I'm Penny Mallory and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. It's just about 6 minutes of short motivational coaching tips. There's no waffle. I get straight to the point because I know time is tight for everybody. I hope the content is easy for you to digest, but most importantly, easy for you to put into action today. So I'm going to encourage different ways of thinking that will also encourage different ways of behaving. And that way you can start to achieve the success you desire. This episode is about how perspective can change everything. Perspective. It's your point of view. It's what you see or what attitude you hold regarding something. Your perspective may be influenced by your beliefs or your experiences. You must have been in many situations in your life when an event was remembered by you and someone else, but in completely different ways. Their perspective was quite different to yours, but it was the same event. Perspective in its most basic, simplistic form could be something like, I sit and stare at a mug on my kitchen table. I can see the handle and the logo and a bit of tea inside. But the person sat opposite me is looking at exactly the same mug at the same time, but sees something quite different. No logo, no handle, no tea. We see things completely differently, but we're both 100% correct. Or another example, you stand on the top of a tall building and look down. I stand on the ground and look up. Same building, same day, same weather, totally different perspective with a totally different experience. We see things completely differently and we are both 100% correct. Your perspective is your view of a situation. For the exact same situation, two or more people will have a very different perspective. It's easy to forget, or maybe sometimes ignore, that this is the reality for the other person. Their reality is different to yours, but it's not wrong. It's just their perspective. And seeing something from another person's perspective can change your perception of things. People talk about keeping things in perspective, which really means to look at the whole picture, not just their narrow view of something. Seeing things in their proper relation or proportion to everything else. When you step back from the thing you're concerned about, you get a wider view. You can see other things that you didn't see before. To widen your view is to open your mind to other possibilities. So we might say, I can see it from their perspective, which is another way of opening up more opportunities or more possibilities. Creative thinkers are really good at doing this. And a creative business would be Google. Very innovative, creative business. It's a company that thrives, or rather probably relies, on hiring creative thinkers who are prepared to break the rules of conventional thinking in pursuit of finding brilliant, groundbreaking initiatives. So the folks at Google are constantly innovating. They actively seek new ideas and new perspectives. Did you know that the Google employees are asked to spend 20% of their working week working on side projects? They can choose when they take this 20% of their time for side projects. They can do it at whatever point they feel most creative. And for some, that might be on their morning run, or for some, it might be really late at night. Because to be honest, not many people are at their most creative when the brainstorming meeting is called in the boardroom at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. So by introducing this opportunity for the opening of minds and seeking new approaches, for breaking convention, rules, finding new perspectives, the Google team have created things like AdWords, Twitter, Google Maps, and Groupon, all things created in downtime where the staff were required to get creative on side projects. It's easy to get stuck in a rut seeing things from just your own view, but seeing something from another person's perspective changes your perception. It's the perception of your reality that governs the perspective of your life and whether you see, for example, an abundance or a lack of opportunity around you. Your perception is the way you regard, understand, or interpret something. It's just your own mental impression of it. Your perception is how you interpret things, but also how you interpret your attitude towards something. You may not be able to change a situation, of course, but you'll always have a choice about how you view a situation. Somebody might say, she had an interesting perspective and she made him think differently about things. Nothing in life has an inherent meaning. It only has the meaning that you assign to it. And in the words of Shakespeare, there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. I'm a big believer that we become what we think about. By the law of cause and effect, what we think about in our lives, we bring about in our lives. Think about it. What have you thought about that's actually happened, both good and bad? Have you ever said, "Oh, I knew that would happen"? Do you know someone who's constantly expecting the worst, and how often does the worst happen to that person? On the other hand, do you know someone who always thinks that everything will work out perfectly, and for some strange, bizarre reason, it does most of the time? Whether we're consciously aware of our thoughts or not, we bring about things we think about, no doubt. This works because our thoughts are a cause set in motion. And these thoughts will attract things in our lives that will allow these thoughts to manifest in physical reality. So you really have to be careful what you think about. Your perspective and your perception determine your outcome. Have you ever had a problem and the more you stressed or thought about it, the worse it seemed to get? It's the same principle. As you think about the problem more and more, you spiral down a path of all the things that are going wrong because nothing gets fixed. When life gets difficult or troublesome, the best thing we can do really is to step back and put things into perspective by widening our view, opening our mind to other possibilities. It's easy, isn't it, for us to get hyper-focused on what is going wrong in the moment, which can then make you feel like your entire world is crashing down. When you change your perspective and begin to look at the bigger picture or look at things from a new angle, it's so much easier to find solutions and not get overwhelmed. So, do you want to be the person who is constantly thinking down, or the person who is finding new angles, new solutions, and new perspectives? For more information about my keynotes, workshops, and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or Instagram, mallory.penny.